Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. As you got knowing when to hold them and know when to fold them. And Tua's talking about it. Hey, man, he knows the situation. You missed 6 games last year. I know. He's got to stay healthy. Before you talk about anything else, he needs to play 17 games. He does. Yep. That's where it starts. And all these things that Mike's trying to do for camp, it's great. I know he's got the Jalen Ramsey thing, which he has no control over, except please get rid of him as quickly as possible. Get him out of here. And that's something that Chris is, I'm guessing, trying to get done right now. Because if you listen to Mike McDaniel yesterday, it wasn't that he was defeated. He's tired of talking about it like every coach, which you got to ask. I mean, that's right on the list along with, you know, Jonnu Smith, who decided to eat the $100,000 unless he shows up today or tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you what, Jonnu, not that I'd give you advice, but if you're my son, I may show up that last day to save 50. Half that money gets more expensive, man. And by day 3, by Thursday, it's about half that money. You know, you want to eat 50, that's fine, but why not keep 50 and just show up the last day? Hey, by the way, I think Jonnu Smith is deserving, and I get it, man. I get it. I know he's got a year left. Bo and I disagree on this. I said, Bo, he's outplayed the contract, man. You know how this thing works. There's a whole bunch of dudes right now who are saying, I outplayed my contract. There's guys that are the best players, and they're making really good money. And went, oh, hell no. I need more money now. We're done. So Jonnu Smith due to make $4.1 or $4.2 million. He wants a new contract. I get it. By the way, the organization has set the structure of how things are done last year. So if I'm Jonnu and I'm Zach Seeler, hey, the way you gave out money last year, I'll wait if you have to do it and do it right before camp ends. That's fine. Let me know. But hey, they're talking about all these things and that they're putting together. It's all great. It's all great. You know, yesterday everybody was out there and really breaking down this practice. And I maybe have been to too many summer practices and mini camps and OTAs. I just say everybody calm down on the negative. Calm down on a guy getting blocked, on a guy didn't look this and he didn't do that, and a guy made a great throw and a guy dropped it, or the guy beat another guy. Calm down. We got a lot of dudes that haven't played a lot of football that need to catch up, and this is part of the catch-up time right now, getting out there. It's not full speed. It's not pads, but it's give him a better idea. You got to give him time, man. And a guy throws a pick. Any of those three guys throw an interception, calm down before you decide they suck, please. Calm down a little bit. Tua made a beautiful deep throw. I figured he did. Made a whole bunch of them 2 years ago. 2 years ago? Was that 2 years ago? He was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He was making a lot of good deep throws. A lot of them to the fastest guy in football.
Yeah, but are we really doing this again? Omar's tweet got me. for all those who don't think Tua can throw that deep ball.
Yeah, but that's been like that was a topic a couple years ago. I thought it stopped.
I don't know.
Like if you want the thing for Tua, he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to win big games, and he's got to win some games in cold weather. But nobody's listen. There's a highlight reel full of Tua catches and a few Jalen Waddle catches that the ball's right out in front on the money. Like, Tua knows how far he can throw it. He knows when he needs to throw it so that he's got plenty of juice to get it out there for those guys.
Joe, the practice squad quarterback should be able to complete these passes.
Well,
right? They're not even in pads.
Well, he's making a point that
I know a point he's making. I know. And Tua drives business. He's good for clicks and all. I get it.
That's all part of it too, by the way. People do. They want to know. And hey, listen. I'm curious to see what it's all gonna be look like, but I'm not gonna read that much into summer camp when a lot of guys probably won't play in games, although a lot of those young guys will. The great part is if you're going to play a lot of those young guys, they're going to play a lot in preseason, and I am looking forward to seeing that. Hey, we've got a list of guys that have gotten a lot of opportunities that I don't know which ones will work out or not. Tanner Connor, the great tease, I call him, athletic as all get out. Super athletic, can run 6'3", 230-something pounds. A tight end that this is year four for him. Year four. And he's had some, like he does, he's had some really good practices out there. And like I said, he can run probably the fastest of the whole group, even Jonnu Smith, who can really run. But, you know, I got to see it. Got to see it in the game. Got to see him playing the games. Cam Smith, year three. Are you getting any better? Has the light gone on yet? Have you turned on the lights? Wow. Cam Smith, year three, our first pick 3 years ago. Eric Ezukama, fourth year, wide receiver. Another guy's had some great preseason games. Where are you, man? Where are you? Channing Tindall, fourth year, linebacker, first pick in his draft class for us. What are we doing? Special teams? Ethan Bonner, third year, had some great camps, really good camps. Season comes around, guys go down, plays very little. Stays on the 53, plays very little. Are some of those guys going to get a chance? I'm just doing a history lesson there. Are some of those guys going to get a chance? It's right now to show. That doesn't happen very often, by the way. A guy goes into year three, year four, and the team is like, if you're on the team, you still got a chance. They didn't let you go. They didn't go, all right, we've seen enough, you know, it hadn't worked. They've seen something to go, man, if you can just put it all together, we're going to play you. You're going to play. Not just the 53-man roster. You guys have seen that. But you guys are going to be out there playing. Any of those guys going to take the next step up? The next step up, man. So we're going to need some of them. By the way, I left Storm Duck out because he's played. You can put him in there. Does he take the next level too? As a rookie free agent last year, he ended up playing a lot of football. Anyway, so we got all that going on and a little bit of everything. 2 days of minicamp left today and tomorrow. And, of course, tomorrow night we've got game four coming up here with some great stories. No stories better than Brad Marchand, Sam Bennett, and Big Bob. It is so nice to not be talking about our goalie struggling. It is really, really nice. Hey, we've got to go to break. We got Omar Kelly going to join us. He was out of practice yesterday. We'll get on him a little bit, you know, a little bit about maybe a little overreaction. I saw that podcast. I was watching his podcast, and they were breaking down quarterback play. And he thought the backup quarterback played a little better than Tua last week at the OTAs. I said, come on, man. You guys need to calm down. Are you really ranking who's better, right? Are we really, really doing that right now? Please stop. Please stop. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to, man. Gotta tell you, Martin's got some great stuff coming up. Got a win last night to start with, but Sandy Alcantara looked pretty darn good last night. It's good to see, man. Hopefully he's starting to come around here. And he'll get some run support to go with it going forward. But we got to tell you, Flanagan's Fest is coming up, man. Marlins Flanagan's Fest. I'm not talking about going there to have a delicious lunch or dinner. I'm talking about Flanagan's Fest is back Saturday, June 21st. Score the exclusive Flanagan's X Marlins jersey with a special ticket package. Man, it is a fan favorite. Boy, it's a lot of fun. And if you don't have your tickets, check them out. Go to marlins.com/Flanagan's. That's Flanagan's Cup giveaway as well. Boy, they got cool stuff. That's Saturday, June 21st. So make sure you check it out. Again, go to marlins.com/Flanagan's. Lock in those tickets today. By the way, while we got all that going on, I also want to let you know the World Baseball Classic is coming back. That is wild, man. Ever since I went to USA and Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, where baseball is unbelievable and the fans come out, it is loud and crazy the whole time playing for your country. World Baseball Classic has been a big hit. It'll be back at Lone Depot Park, March of 2026. So you're probably wondering why I'm bringing this up. Well, listen, Marlins members get exclusive priority access to this sold-out event. The best way to secure your spot before everyone else is visit marlins.com/WBC for more information. A great way to go. It's the best access and the best prices at it at the same time. A lot of stuff going on when the Marlins do get back in town. Phillies and Braves will be here. We'll have a lot more coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think there is a culture shift, and I know it. I mean, I feel it just as much as everyone that's been here since I've gotten into the league. We always hear about, man, yeah, oh, culture shift. You guys have a change of this. You guys are doing this. Always optimistic, but I really do feel in my heart that this is a change of scenery for our guys in the locker room, and then it also transitions to our coaches as well because we get opportunities to lead, and it's not as much the coaches as it is the players, I would say, this year.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist, out at the first day of mandatory mini camp. We had a fired up Mike McDaniel. You heard Tua talking about the new culture. Let's start with the new culture. We'll start there first. You feel a different culture out there? The players obviously leading the charge, as we know that's the way it's set up by Mike McDaniel.
Weren't the players leading the charge last year?
Yes.
I do remember a very animated Jalen Ramsey speech about how they were not going to be pushed around and they were going to be the bullies of the AFC. That included the owner, the GM, the coach. I do believe that it was a player-led team last year. Calais Campbell, Teron Armstead. So I don't understand. And that's something I have to dig more into because Tua wasn't the only person that said this is a culture change that involved the coaches. So I'm curious what they mean by that. But you know what, Joe?
Yeah.
I've been covering the Dolphins for 17 years. Guess how many times I've heard the word culture shift.
Oh no, I'm guessing you've heard it a lot because that's kind of an off season thing, right? Setting up the new culture for the season and
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I will say, last year was probably the first year I ever really learned, and I've always heard it, but the first year I ever really learned, you can return pretty much the same team, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'll return the same team. Just because sometimes the removal of one player or the addition of one player or one player changing his situation or one player having his finances changed, it just creates some sort of alterism of what you had the year before. But I think everybody who is a Dolphin fan will realize, even though they were similar teams, kind of, 2023 and 2024 were not even close to the same team. Nope. Like they didn't enjoy each other's company. They didn't have fun. They didn't celebrate. And maybe it's because of the adversity that they faced playing without Tua and certain guys getting hurt. But really, they didn't enjoy going to work last year. And I don't understand what happened, but you know, you find out who you are through adversity. And Mike McDaniel has always said that.
I got to ask you this question about culture and talking about we feel like it's better. Mm-hmm. How much of that, and I'm just reading between the lines. I don't know if this is true.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill, how much of that was kind of killing what they were trying to do last year?
I wouldn't put it on them. I personally wouldn't because, one, Tyreek is still there. Tyreek has admitted he's trying to be a better leader and a better example for his teammates.
But I'm still talking about last year. Yeah, he's trying to be better because he wasn't good enough last year at all those things.
I have no idea, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I could.
And Jalen Ramsey, something happened because they want to get rid. I mean, Mike was fired up without saying Jalen Ramsey, get him the F out of here.
Yeah. You know, I think we got the Mike that players see all the time. Like, because we know, especially if you've watched Hard Knocks, you know Mike curses all the time. Like, every seven words is a curse word with Mike when he's in front of the players. When he's in front of the media, he's a different guy. Yesterday, he just chose to curse. And you know, I understood the points that he was making, and I understood his tone because, you know, he was entering that press conference. It was pretty much the end of the year press conference. He's not going to have to hear these questions for a good month. And he had, you know, he had some real tough things to say, some real harsh things to say, because he was dealing with a lot of the business stuff that he really doesn't like. But that's just the reality of his job. And he kind of said it in you know,
yes,
his comments.
He's, I agree.
Like,
yes.
He's like, this is part of my job. Like, I deal with bull crap every single day, and my job is to overcome the bull crap.
Well,
and it's true.
He needs to, like, throw all that stuff. I'm glad to hear him saying, hey, I'm not in contracts. That's Chris Greer getting stuff done. I want to ask you about Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer. Mm-hmm. They're going to get something worked out. They're both – I expect them both to be back.
Are you sure?
Do you? I'm asking you. Do you? I think they will.
Zach is there. According to Mike, Zach has been there every day. He just hasn't taken it to the field, and he's not working right now. Now, the question is this injury-related, or is this give me my money? Considering I have common sense, and I know that Zach Sealer is going to make $16 million over the next 2 years when he really should be making $16 million per year, I'm pretty sure it's about the money. Now, Jonnu chose to skip, and Jonnu, if you're listening, or Jonnu's family, if you're listening, Jonnu, show up today, my brother. Don't cost yourself $33,000. Show up, put on a uniform, don't do anything, and avoid the fine. Come talk to the media. Tell us how you're drastically underpaid. We'll write about it, and you'll save yourself $33,000. Go take a nice family vacation. I always hate when players do this.
By the way, you know, it's funny. I said, make sure you're back tomorrow. Keep half your money because it's $50,000 plus tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're not even working tomorrow. But $54,000 tomorrow, $33,000 today. Like, Jonnu, don't do this. We know what this is about, bro. Like, save yourself the money. Go take the family to Africa or somewhere. like, don't subject yourself to a fine to make a point. We already know what a point you're making. You're drastically underpaid. I don't think there's any media member who doesn't disagree with you. A tight end that nobody's ever heard of just got $27 million.
No, I agree. By the way, you don't have to sell me on either guy. And by the way, they paid after paying all those guys last year. They're going, hey, you already set the rules and how we're doing things around here.
Listen, this teams will tell you this. The time to do business is in the off season. Are we not in the off season now, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, so they chose to skip voluntary work. They both attended and then chose to skip when they did on the field voluntary work. And even Tua said, hey, I go and throw to Janu. Like, I go and I go find work with Janu. Like, this is not necessary. Yeah. Like, Janu, show up to work, don't work, because people don't realize this. The new CBA, they fine you tremendously if you skip the work. But you can show up and not work and not be fined, and the team can't do anything to you.
That's what I asked you a couple of days, and you thought they'd all be there because they didn't want to lose that money. They didn't have to do anything. I thought I replied to you, good point. But Jonnu decided he wanted to make a strong point. Hey, let me ask you. We got some guys been around for a while now. And I'm going to go through this list of guys you think has the best chance to have the biggest impact on this team this year. I'm going to run through. If you got two names, go ahead. I'm going to start with Tanner Connor, fourth year, and he always has that great practice. And, we put a special jersey on him. And Julian Hill, another tight end, got a lot better. But, some of our fans are down about the holds and a few drops.
Strongest man on the team. Strongest pound-for-pound man on the team.
Eric Ezukama. Cam Smith, Channing Tindall, Ethan Bonner, and Storm Duck. I know we're going to need some of these guys. We will need some of them. Who makes the biggest jump and has the biggest impact on this team, one or two guys?
I go with Storm Duck. I'm pretty sure, not to say that he's ready to start, but I'm pretty sure he's probably in the driver's seat to start. He played the most snaps last year. So that shows he's clearly ahead of Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner. Isaiah Johnson, who continues to have solid practices, but I'd love to see him elevated up and playing against better players. Tanner Connor, and I just wrote a column in the Miami Herald. It's time for these disappointing draft picks and these consistent teases to actually show you that they could do something. Tanner Connor, 4 years, man. There's a 4-year investment in you. Like, and coaches will tell you the playbook inside and out. You're probably one of the most intelligent guys when it comes to knowing the playbook. You're clearly talented. When we do OTAs, you always flash. You always shine. You're the orange jersey player yesterday. You clearly have ability. It's time that it translates to the football field. Same thing with Ethan Bonner. Players love Ethan Bonner. Like, Waddle loves Ethan Bonner. Tyreek loves Ethan Bonner. Everybody's a huge fan of Ethan Bonner. Why hasn't he played in 2 years?
Well, I said that this morning. Like, he has been preseason. Guys rave about him at practice every day. And then a couple guys go down and you're going, hey, Ethan Bonner's still not playing. Well, why? He's on the 53. Why is he not playing very much? Yeah.
And then the most prominent guy is probably Julian Hill, because Julian plays just as much as Jonnu Smith. And Julian, even though he had his issues early in the season with penalties and mistakes and stupid plays, he cleaned up that play later on in the year. And the one thing I know about John Embry, who is the assistant head coach, is he loves his projects. And he's not giving up on Julian Hill. And Julian Hill is his guy.
I think he can coach him hard, too. John Embry's able to coach him hard, and I think he likes that because he does see – he sees a lot of talent. And you know what? Probably the number one guy I fight about with fans, they're going, why are we playing him? I go, he's gotten a lot better. And I go, what do you mean he's a lot better? He held the frigging guy twice.
They're playing him because they see a lot of talent and progress.
Yeah.
The one thing John Embry said when I talked to him earlier this year was that Julian, when he was making a lot of mistakes, he was cleaning up. He was trying to clean up things for other players.
Right.
Now, what that means, I have no idea. Maybe you could clue me in on that.
The other thing I was just going to say is, so I brought up all those guys because they wouldn't be on this roster unless they didn't think, hey, man, we have seen signs, big signs of upside that they can play in this league. We got to give them another chance. And you start going third year, fourth year.
I've seen it too.
Are you any shot on Cam Smith? Because that name pops up all the time. Any shot that the light finally goes on and he looks like the guy that got drafted second round out of South Carolina? Any chance?
He played his best when he was a rookie, and then the coaches didn't like him. And I haven't even seen the rookie play that he had. So I am not on the Cam Smith is going to turn the corner train. The one thing that I did, I talked to him yesterday, and I included him in my column that I wrote for the Miami Herald. And the one thing I did not like was him saying, and he was asked this question, I think, by Hal, who, you know, I know Hal asked phenomenal questions. And the question was, is there anything that you would do differently than what you've done the previous 2 years? And his answer was no.
Oh, my God.
And I thought to myself,
that is
like,
clueless. That's a clueless dude. That's a guy that doesn't get it, man. That's truly – because what people say about him in the organization, not Chris Greer, but everybody else. Jeez, and come on, man.
And in my mind, I'm thinking –
stay awake.
But in my mind, it's about professionalism with him.
Yeah.
And in his mind, it's, I just need to stay healthy. And I could tell you, your play has dipped from your rookie year when I thought you were pretty decent and should have been playing, and Vic Fangio thought you were a dip, you know what.
Yeah.
It's funny. I said this yesterday.
Yeah.
I said this yesterday in the media room. It's funny how everything Vic Fangio said about this team was right. And we all poo-pooed it, or we all thought it was, you know, thought it was, oh, just a grumpy old man. No, he said everything he said was right about the team.
Yeah.
And we're just finding out how wrong we were, you know, 2 years later.
Hey, so I got to get on you a little bit, man. I went to the podcast.
What did I do now?
No, so you guys, you and your sidekick, were doing some podcast stuff.
Okay.
And I got and this Mike, this on behalf, this my feelings. I know Mike agrees and Tua agrees. Like, they got to try things out in OTAs and mini camp, and a lot of them aren't going to work, and they're going to be negative plays. But you guys ride them, and next thing you got our fan base all fired up. Like, there he goes, he's throwing a pick, he dropped the ball, he wasn't in the right coverage. And you guys get in, and this guy, the backup quarterback, played a little better than Tua. And I'm like, oh, my God, calm down.
No. Nobody's played better than Tua. The thing that you've seen with Zach Wilson is he's uneven. He's hot one day, cold one day. And that seems to – you know, when you have a series of practices that you could put together, you can formulate some sort of consensus on what a player can do, what's his ability, and how consistent he is. Tua's consistent every day.
Yeah, but Tua's been in this so to my point, Zach Wilson just got here. Like, did you act like he's been around like 4 years to know the system? Right.
Okay. You hold on.
And Tua's been around. He knows every guy. He knows. He's getting to know Waddle. Well, he knows Waddle pretty well. He's known him since college.
So. Yeah, exactly. I make that point to my peers as well. The one thing is, Zach Wilson also played in this offense with the Jets, so it's literally the same language. So it shouldn't be that drastic a transition. Now, some of the personnel and the players, and also he's not really like Quinn Ewers is the guy who's probably struggling the most, but he's also working with the least. And he also doesn't know anything.
Well, that's the other point. That's the other point. That's a good point. You know, not everybody plays with the same guys. And sometimes I've been out there, man, in preseason games with the number threes, and I'm thinking, I'm looking around, and my quarterback's looking, going, oh, boy. I remember Don Strock. We're at the end of a Atlanta Falcons game, and he's looking, and now he's got to play the whole second half, and everybody's been taken out of the game because it's late in the preseason, and Shoes wants to rest all the guys. So, hey, man, this is going to be hard to get first downs in this group.
Yeah, no, Tua even said it. You know, a lot of this is about working on chemistry with right. developing chemistry. He threw a beautiful pass, which the Dolphins social media team put up to Malik Washington, who I still think is the number three receiver. And it was a first touchdown.
No, go ahead.
Hold on. How is he not?
They got a new guy. They just brought in for pretty good money. It's going to be the third guy.
And he finally showed up. He finally showed up for practice yesterday, and looked pretty good. Red zone day, so maybe he has.
There's another guy learning a new system.
Oh, okay. We want
to
make these.
You want them to all be good like day one. Like, man, they're going to take time for these guys. Man, it's like guys get here and they're like, God, he's really slow. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to get fat. He's going to get a hell of a lot faster when he knows what the hell he's doing and it starts to kick in.
Okay, that's fine. But it also comes down to chemistry and trust. And Tua's a big quarterback. When he doesn't know you, he doesn't trust you, he doesn't throw you.
That's true, by the way. That is true.
Yeah. So, you know, you better get on that Tua program. And for those who – Tua's practicing very consistently.
I liked everything he had to say yesterday. I loved everything he had to say, by the way. I don't know if I've said that, but
– Yeah.
He's aware, the awareness. But, look, at the end of the day, you can say all these things – you got to stay healthy for 17 games, and sometimes you just can't control it, man. It's tackle football.
Yeah. I mean, the whole goal of the game is to hurt the quarterback, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, put the quarterback out the game. Yeah. I mean, doesn't help that you have the most fragile quarterback in the NFL, but, you know, but he knows his what
he
his
know,
reputation
he
is.
Know, and by the way, just I like all the things he's saying, and he also understands, man, you can't be a leader when you miss six games. We can throw that leadership stuff out when you ain't playing. So, hey, Omar, thanks, man. I know you and I could go on and on about all this stuff, but I appreciate the update on everything. Thank you.
All right. We will definitely be there today for day two of OTAs and recapping everything that happens and what's said on the Miami Herald. So hopefully everybody tunes in.
Well, they do, man. They want to hear what you're saying. Omar Kelly with us, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, as getting set for another mini camp. But it's not a game. It's not a preseason game. Just getting to know the system, man. Just getting to know the system a little bit. Hey, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. You need to know their system because, fellas, if you're going through low T or ED, it's gone when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I couldn't believe it myself. You know, I went through it low T. I mean, really low, like really tired. And I got to about 265, and I went, uh-oh, this is not good. This was not good. I was tired. And then guys asked me to play 10. How about a walk? Nah, maybe tomorrow. Hey, finally I started feeling better because I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got my energy back. ED, I'm full blown. I mean, I'm not proud of it. I'm sitting here talking to you about personal stuff, but my sex drive was gone. Atlantic Men's Clinic brought it all back. That was a little more than a year ago. They brought it all back, and they'll do it for you. They do it the right way. I went down and met with them. I didn't even want to go. Glad I did. Best, by the way, best ever appointment that you don't want to go to that you go to end up going to and you go, wow, that's the best thing I've ever done because the results are fantastic. I went down on that first appointment, got my T, my PSA test, met with their professional staff. They are unbelievable. They put me on a program that's perfect for me, not you. You'll get your own. And, man, I was off, and within a couple weeks, somebody asked me how long before it kicked in. I said, I felt like a few weeks, and one day I was like, damn, I should be tired, and I'm not. I feel good. I was up all night, but I'm going to go play tennis. Man, you're going to start to feel like if you're going through either one of them and you kind of gave up on it and just figured it's part of getting older, it happens to guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. It doesn't happen to you. We got six locations in South Florida. Call them today if you're interested. Go find out. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. I know there's a lot of places out there, but I promise you there's only one Atlantic Men's Clinic to get those kind of results.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, we'll get to the headlines here in 1 second. Just want to let you know that I will be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday, June 19th at 3 o'clock for a FIFA World Cup watch party. We'll be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. Come to Waxy's Irish Pub. You can watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice-cold beer specials. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. And we will jump into some headlines here. Aaron Rodgers speaking to the media for the first time yesterday at minicamp.
I don't need it. For my ego, I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys they got here and the opportunity here was the best for me. And I'm excited to be here.
Aaron Rodgers finally speaking to the media there and finally rejoining the show. Just played play a little Aaron Rodgers for you, Joe.
Sorry about that.
What the hell are you doing? All right?
Yes. I got to get down to the bathroom all the way down the other end, man. Sorry
all
about
right,
that.
Aaron Rodgers, Joe. It's good for the soul, or the soul made the decision, or whatever he's saying.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's married, though. He did get married. We found that out, too.
By the way.
Told you. He's had that ring on.
I did have a good laugh. Did you see him talking about his last three celebrity girlfriends? They've all been destroyed.
Well, I'm sure he'll be divorced soon enough. All right.
Do you really know what kind of relationship? Listen, I'm no angel to be married to, and I know that. Part of it's knowing. I did it again the other night. I was at a party having a few beers, and women were there, and we got into that, you know, sex thing a little bit, and then I went way too far.
All right, well, let's keep moving. Speaking of going too far here, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he went too far.
He had to speak to the media yesterday as well. This is the time. It's the time of year.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Did not want to speak about his situation.
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know, I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm obviously answer it the same way. So.
Did you know it was being recorded?
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Raves and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal, in-house thing. So.
You regret it happened?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself.
Well, you think it's going to go away there? Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
He keeps going, I've done this for 10 years. Well, yeah. How about being smart enough to not do that? You've been doing this for 10 years.
What'd you tell me that stuff was? Didn't you have somebody break it down, all the pink, what's in it?
Yeah.
Sound like a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a cocktail of sorts.
Kind of mixing it with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. All right, Joe. French Open did pretty well here on TNT, setting a new bar. The final between Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner averaged 1.76 million viewers across TNT and True TV. That is up 8%. Versus last year's men's final between Alcaraz and Zverev that had 1.6. So good numbers there for their first year.
We are very
pleased. The
women's
final did well
very
also,
pleased.
By the way.
Coco, of course.
Yeah, because they had Coco in that. It was up 94% from last year when Iga Swiatek played Jasmine Paoloni. So no one knows who those people are.
Paoloni,
so that's obviously
yeah.
why.
Yeah, from Italy. Nobody knows. Hey. If I'm not mistaken, somebody knows more about tennis than I do, but I think it was one and two versus one and two, both men and women. Sabalenka was number one.
You could be right.
I think Coco's number two, but pretty sure she is number two. Yeah, anyway. Yeah,
I'm guessing no one will help us out with that. But
I know Sinner and Alcaraz were one and two in on the men's side.
All right, Joe, this is not surprising here. I told you this. NBA Finals Game 2 set a pretty recent low here. They averaged 8.76 million viewers on ABC. That is the least watched Game 2 of the NBA Finals since the Heat and Lakers played in the bubble back in 2020.
Okay.
Outside of the bubble, Joe, you'd have to go all the way back to 2007.
Okay.
When the Cavs, remember the Cavs and Spurs? That was a terrible series.
I mean,
so
they deserve to be there. I'm sorry if people don't like the NBA enough to watch.
I know. Sorry. I just like that. It gets you riled up.
I'm one of them likes it. So what? I'm sorry that an L.A. team's not in it and Boston's not in the finals. And I'm sorry. And I get it. If L.A. and Boston were playing each other, it'd be our Golden State and Boston, two big markets were playing, it'd be great. I get it. But they didn't make it. They got beat in seven.
We had some news yesterday, Joe. This actually might be good for boxing for the first time in a long time here. The Canelo Alvarez Terrence Crawford super fight will stream on Netflix on September 13th. Dana White is involved. He's co-promoting this thing. We'll see if anyone tests positive for, steroids or anything. Or
how did Dana White get involved with this thing?
Because it's TKO is the company that's doing it, and they are the parent company of UFC.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Or they own UFC.
There used to be a lot of bad blood between boxing and UFC. Especially since UFC's kicking their ass. UFC's actually figured out how the best fighters can fight each other, like, pretty quickly, instead of, like, boxing, wait, like, 9 years.
Yeah, but this will be a good fight.
They finally fight.
This will be good. This is the first person I think they've ever put in front of Canelo. It's not a complete stiff.
He has, by the way. He is. Yeah, he is guilty.
I'm guessing.
I'll tell you what. He quietly makes a lot of money every time he fights, so he's not dumb.
You may not like
all the fights he takes, but he ain't a dummy.
We'll have an insider that will be covering this one for
us. Floyd Mayweather. I think he talks to Floyd Mayweather. Nobody made more money. No. Floyd Mayweather, I don't know if he's ever been marked. Has he ever had a mark on him?
No, but these guys, I don't know what the pay is going to be for this one. I'm guessing it'll be very significant.
By the way, he gets paid for all his fights. The Mexican meat guy gets a lot of money.
Well, we're going to cover this thing, Joe, because Victor's going to be sleeping inside of Canelo's gym.
Can you go through one day and
months.
Not taking a shot at Victor?
He's going to be camped out in his gym.
You got him going to Josh Allen's wedding in California.
Yeah.
You got him down at UM helping recruit five-star tackles, which, by the way, they keep getting.
He's a busy guy.
That offensive line is getting better and better. Damn, Mario. Jeez.
Him and Canelo are on the same diet, so they stick together.
I'm not touching that, man. I just wish you'd leave my friend alone.
I just hope the fight happens and that we don't have a situation here.
Oh, yeah. One of those. Yeah. Testing.
As a Netflix subscriber, I'm very pleased that this is going to be free.
All right. Well, listen, I want to let you know Ed Jovanovski is going to join us coming up early 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot to talk about with Ed Jovanovski. And it's funny. None of those guys like talking about these contracts coming up. The media has been talking about, right? Because they got a couple guys. The Panthers got three guys, really good players, have made themselves more money in the near future.
By the way, while you're defending Victor, he says that you are very misinformed on UFC versus boxing. So I just want you to know that.
All right.
While you're sitting here defending the guy.
Well, apparently he is on something.
Misinformed.
He got really big, so maybe he's not. Well, I don't know. What's he talking about? The boxing is – oh, I bet he thinks boxing is, like, just killing
he
UFC
just sent me
right
a picture
now.
Of him and Canelo.
Hey, I want to tell you about Michael Krotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second, man. Let's talk about the big fella there. You talk about getting a mortgage fast at the best rate that you're real happy. You're going, how did that happen so much faster than the bank? I'm Michael Krotze at Choice Mortgage. I've been doing this for 35 years. I know how to do it. First-time home buyer rates – he wants to let you know he's going to get you all pre-approved and all done so that when you have a chance to get that house, when you finally find you're not going to lose out because somebody else got qualified and ready to go before you did. As self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. You're going to, what am I going to do? You're going to call Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage because he's going to get it done for you. You can go on and on with Michael Cacci. I know the reverse mortgage has become one of the more popular mortgages. We have a lot of folks my age living here in South Florida. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you've had your home for a long time, you got all that equity, and you're going, man, I could really use it, the reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. Hey, so many ways Michael Cacci can get you approved and done, even on a weekend. So this is what I like. You're out looking for a home, you find it, and you want to get started on all the paperwork. Michael Cacci's working 7 days a week. This man truly has no life. Feel badly for the wife, matter of fact. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms are subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about Michael Cacci.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.